Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Right, in this video, looking at the local election results in the United Kingdom, more particularly England. I think there was a tiny bit in Wales, not in Northern Ireland or not in Scotland. So the local elections, first Thursday in May every year, certainly in England, but not every council is up for election on or so on. I mean, sometimes there's a three-seater ward and each one of them has an election a different year, some as a three-seater ward, and they all face it every 4 years. But a lot of these wards are not contested since 2021, when the Conservatives were 6 points ahead in the polls. So the main takeaway is that Labour won, no surprise there then, but only about 10% ahead in the actual vote, whereas opinion polls would show Labour about 20% ahead. So it's confirmed what, you know, I've said long that Labour's vote is soft. A lot of people are minded to vote Labour, don't vote for them in the end. But that's particularly so the locals where turnout is very low, about 30%. And younger people are much less likely to vote than elderly people, despite the way you can do postal voting. Vote up to a fortnight before the actual polling day. And some people say, well, why not online voting? Youngsters are much more into that. But partly because I suppose if you hack into that system, you can commit fraud on such a huge scale. If voting with paper ballots is so low tech, it's difficult to defraud people on any large scale. Sadiq Khan was re-elected in London, as I forecast. Now, I said he'd win by 10 percentage points. He won by 11 percentage points. So come on, remember where you heard it first. So I gave some fairly accurate predictions for the London Assembly. Conservatives didn't do quite as badly as I thought. So Reform UK's got one seat in London, which I didn't see happening. But, you know, Greens and Liberal Democrats are where I thought they would be. So I thought Labour would get 14 seats in the London Assembly. They've only got 12. Now, the worrying thing for Labour is a challenge from the far left, the Green Party, really, taking votes away. But one of the only upsets of the night is that Andy Street, the Conservative mayor of the West Midlands, he was unseated and replaced by a Labour candidate. So that's his mayor, for, not just for Birmingham, but several of the towns around it. So Andy Street had a great personal following and tried to downplay the fact he was a Tory because he didn't want to be tarred with that unpopularity. And in the end, he lost by 0.3% of the vote, by 1,500 votes with a voting population about 2 million. And okay, you know, not even half of them actually cast their ballots. The thing that really worried Labour is there was an independent who stood who got 11% of the vote, which is enormous. And he's a Muslim chap who said that Labour's not speaking up for human rights in Gaza. And now, Muslims are only about 6% of the UK population. But in the West Midlands area, they're rather higher than that. And they're mostly Labour voters. So a lot of them voted for this person. Now, the dispiriting news for the Conservatives is, even with a spoiler candidate, the Conservatives still lost. In 4 years' time, assuming there is no spoiler candidate, then Labour will probably win there comfortably. The worry for Labour is that though they got 35% of the vote, that's might not be enough to get a majority, almost certainly not enough to get a majority in the Westminster election, which should come towards the end of this year. If you cast your mind back to 2005, the last time Labour won at Westminster level, they got 35% of the vote and Tony Blair was Prime Minister. But they're very lucky the way the cookie crumbled with the distribution of the votes, and that was very efficiently distributed. And they got 55% of the parliamentary seats, saying that Boris Johnson led the Tories to with 44% of the vote. But that's a real fluke with 35% of the votes, which is about what Cameron got. In, when was it, 2010, the other Conservatives only got about 48% of the vote and had to have a coalition with the Liberal Democrats. The Lib Dems up on 16% of the vote. They still haven't recovered from that 2010 election when they got 23% of the vote, only 5 points behind Labour. So that's why they've been more reluctant to go into coalition with Labour, saying, well, we went into coalition with the Conservatives and that was a catastrophe for us. But I think it would be quite as unpopular for them to go into coalition with Labour this time, or maybe the competence to supply. So Labour may not win outright. I mean, I actually think they will win outright later this year, but not as hugely. But the Conservatives, well, this really spells doom for them. They're really crumbs for comfort. Yes, Lord Ben Houchen held on in Teesside. That's in the Durham area, so northwest England, which is mostly very Labour area. But again, people voting for him as an individual, not because he's a Conservative. It was despite the fact he was a Conservative, some people cast their votes for him. So the Green Party, the real winners, having gained so much. But again, that'll frighten Labour. And of course, the Greens tend not to be such a factor in Westminster elections, because they say Greens can get a few councillors, can be a significant force on a council. They've brought in whatever, more recycling, more cycle lanes, more park and ride, anti-car measures and stuff like that. But Westminster, they've only got one MP. It's very hard to see them getting another MP, even though they probably have to perform very strongly this coming Westminster election, because their main target seat is Bristol East, which is a safe Labour seat. And the Greens are getting something like 12% of the vote there, which is tremendous by their standards. But Labour gets 50% of the vote. So how on earth are the Greens ever going to catch them? It'd be very, very difficult. But the Greens are ensconced in several borough councils, county councils, and so on, as a serious force. Tend to be better stronger in metropolitan areas, partly younger population, more educated population, extreme left-wingers, and where it's actually not green, and where they need more public transport. Where it is literally green, the countryside, the Green Party performs very poorly. So the Liberal Democrats don't have that much to crow about. That yes, they gained seats. You know, Conservatives lost almost 500 councillors, and that's almost catastrophic. But fewer than half of those went to Labour. So Labour have not performed as tremendously as I might think. I mean, yes, they made gains in votes in council seats. Anything else about this? So Reform UK only fielded a few candidates, and I think they've got a grand total of two councillors. But why do they not really try? Maybe they don't have the funds, they don't have the organisation, enough people out there leafleting and canvassing. So perhaps they're saving their funds and their fire for the election, this coming Westminster election. But nevertheless, they have taken away enough votes from the Conservatives to deny them quite a few council seats. So Suella Braverman, who was sacked by Rishi Sunak a few months ago, is it sour grapes from her? Probably. And she's lacerating him on the airwaves, saying we've got to change course or we're facing meltdown. She might even lose her seat in Fareham, that's in rural Hampshire, which should be a very safe Conservative seat with the Liberal Democrats as the challenger. So this might be, you know, say your piece, is your swan song, but she says it's too late to change leader, because there was talk on the right of the party of a coup and forcing him out, putting in somebody else, Penny Mordaunt, to a possibility, Kevin Badenoch. I can't think Suella, but you know, Suella is widely loathed, seen as this wicked witch figure. So not many crumbs for comfort for the Conservative and Unionist Party. So results broadly in line with where I thought they were going to be. So good news for Sadiq Khan. And if the Conservatives can't beat him now, obviously 4 years is a very long time away, you know. With Harold Wilson saying a week is a long time in politics, 4 years is left for an eternity. But I reckon this will be Khan's last term. He'll want to re-enter Parliament at a by-election rather than seek a fourth term and try and play a big role. Remember, Starmer probably elected Prime Minister this year. He's 62, served for 5 years, 67. That's retirement age. He may step down then, maybe pressed to step down because he's not a brilliant or inspiring figure. And Sadiq Khan could take over, but he has to be back in the House of Commons to do so. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.